Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke out last night, promising that Israel would respond to the UN Security Council resolution against all settlements, including the old city of Jerusalem. He attacked US President Barack Obama on Friday after the Security Council voted in favor of the motion 14-0, with the US not using its veto. The Prime Minister said while the Security Council does nothing to prevent the massacre of 500,000 people in Syria, it is shamefully singling out Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. The Obama administration not only failed to defend Israel from this harassment at the UN, it cooperated with it behind the scenes. Netanyahu said Israel was looking forward to working with the president-elect Donald Trump and with our friends in Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, to undo the damage of this absurd resolution. New Zealand, Malaysia, Senegal, and Venezuela stepped up to propose the motion after Egypt, under pressure from US President-elect Donald Trump, withdrew the measure. Netanyahu said he would immediately call back Israel's ambassadors in New Zealand and Senegal for consultations. He also said a planned official visit by Senegal's foreign minister next month would be cancelled and all Israeli aid programs in Senegal would be halted. New Zealand's foreign minister, Murray McCulley, said on Friday that while he understands Israel's opposition to the resolution, he hoped that the friendship that has existed between the two countries would be able to endure regardless of different views on the issue. McCulley said it is a victory for those who are keen to see the Security Council take some action on the Middle East peace process after 8 years of complete inaction. We hope that the parties, all of them, now will reflect on the position and try and find a more constructive pathway forward. Jordan yesterday welcomed the historic UN Security Council resolution demanding a halt to Israeli settlements, saying the momentous vote paved a way for a two-state solution. Ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said that the Council had voted no to negotiations. You have voted no to progress and a chance for better lives for Israelis and Palestinians, and you have voted no to the possibility of peace. Dalia Eliakim was the only Israeli fatality in the terrorist attack in Berlin on Monday. She was identified overnight Wednesday, Thursday, after her family had searched for her for more than 2 days. Hundreds of family and friends turned out on Friday as she was laid to rest in Herzliya. Dalia's daughter, Chen, returned from Berlin to attend the funeral. Other family members remained in Germany beside the hospital bed of her husband, Rami, who was badly wounded when Anis Amri plowed a truck into the crowd at a Christmas market in the German capital. Amri was killed on Friday morning in a shootout with police in Milan. Arab Knesset member Bazel Khatas appeared for a remand hearing on Friday, a day after he was arrested on suspicion of smuggling cell phones, SIM cards and coded messages to Palestinian terrorists jailed in Israel. Khatas, a Christian Arab from the Galilee, was first questioned on Tuesday. Police showed him video surveillance footage showing him handing envelopes containing the items to prisoners. A Knesset committee voted unanimously on Wednesday to remove his parliamentary immunity. Khatas used the immunity granted to him as an MK when he visited two security prisoners. Before going to the prison, the MK coordinated his arrival with an inmate who was using a cell phone that was previously smuggled in. According to Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, Khatas acknowledged to police that he had handed over envelopes and notes and admitted he knew that doing so was forbidden, but said he did not actually know what the envelopes contained and believed the notes to be Balad Party pamphlets. One of the prisoners with whom Khatas met in Ketziot prison is Walid Dakar, serving a 37-year sentence for the 1984 abduction and murder of 19-year-old IDF soldier Moshe Tamam. There is video footage of Khatas handing over papers to Dakar and giving him four envelopes to a second inmate, Bazel Ben Suleiman Bezri, who is serving a 15-year sentence for terror offenses. The phones were discovered concealed behind plastic molding surrounding a window in the visitor's room. Khatas's Balad Palestinian Nationalist Party, which is part of the Joint Arab List faction in the Knesset, condemned the arrest as political persecution. The High Court of Justice approved on Thursday a government request to delay the demolition of the outpost of Amona by 45 days to February 8, 2017, warning that this was the last final extension. Under the deal reached between the residents and the government earlier in the week, 24 of Amona's 41 families will be moved to an adjacent plot of land on the same hill, while the rest would move to the nearby Ofra settlement. The government will explore permanent housing solutions on the adjacent plot. The residents on Thursday issued a statement clarifying that they agree and commit unanimously to a peaceful eviction without conflict or resistance after the court had rejected their initial statement as ambiguous. In its decision late Thursday, the justices noted the state's effort, albeit with great tardiness, to reach a resolution to the issue and to ensure peaceful evacuation without violence or resistance on the day of the demolition. Violence followed the destruction of several buildings in the outpost in 2006, when the court similarly ruled that they were built on private Palestinian land. Residents had threatened to cancel the government agreement if the court rejected the state's request to delay evacuation. The Knesset, early on Thursday, gave final approval to the 2017-18 state budget, the first two-year plan, that the finance ministry said will reduce the cost of living, tackle a housing crisis, and boost economic growth and productivity. Lawmakers voted 60-48 in favour of the nearly 1 trillion shekel spending package and economic plan, which followed approval in Parliament's Finance Committee on Tuesday. Former president and convicted rapist Moshe Katsav was released from Maaseyahu prison on Wednesday after the state prosecution said it would not appeal Sunday's parole board decision to free him. He had served 5 years of a seven-year jail sentence. Katsav received a hero's welcome in his hometown of Kiryat Malachi. Under the terms of the parole, Katsav is not allowed to make any statements to the media until December 2018, when his full seven-year sentence would have ended. He's also banned from leaving the country or leaving his home in Kiryat Malachi between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Katsav has to attend rehab and visit a psychologist once a week and attend daily Torah study sessions. Dozens of Palestinians and tourists flocked to Bethlehem's main square near the Church of the Nativity yesterday, where celebrations culminated just a short while ago with a midnight mass at the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. Last year, violence put a damper on celebrations in Bethlehem as a wave of attacks by Palestinians on Jews reduced sharply the number of Christmas visitors. But major Bethlehem hotels are fully booked this year, and visitors are impressed by the peaceful atmosphere and the peaceful crowds. As head of a powerful ultra-Orthodox political party, the bearded and black-coated Yaakov Litzman is a guardian of Jewish tradition. But in his other hat as health minister, he's a health-conscious official on a mission to stamp out junk food and child obesity. Litzman's two roles have come into conflict over Hanukkah, which began last night. Earlier this month, Litzman told a conference promoting healthy eating, "I call on the public to avoid eating suvganiyot, which are rich in fats. You can find alternatives for everything nowadays, and there's no need for us to fatten our children." A suvganiya, Hanukkah donut, is essentially a ball of dough deep fried in oil, stuffed with strawberry jam or anything sweet, and sprinkled with sugar. In recent years, it's become trendy for bakeries to offer embellished versions that are topped with marshmallows, biscuit crumbs, pralines, crust sweets, and whipped cream. Some include a syringe that can inject toffee, pistachio cream, and even vodka into the donut for an additional kick. The upgrades have created a 100-gram donut that contains as much as 500 calories, and Israelis are consuming them in their thousands. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem, wishing Jewish listeners Chag Urim Sameach and our Christian ones Merry Christmas.